it goes to the level of like where is your priority on a weekly basis,
Sure.
right? Like, are you spending time in the Word? Are you meditating on it? But like, do you feel as bad about missing your Bible reading as you do about missing that football game?
What is up? I am TJ.
I am Joshua.
This is Uncommon, and so are you. This week, we're talking about when a sports or a hobby or an interest becomes a bit of an idol or gets in the way of God's purpose for our lives. So, before we had you and Noah, I collected comics and like trading cards. And recently, it's your fault, you got me hooked back onto vinyl back this October, be 3 years coming up. And so those are some new hobbies that I've kind of embraced a little bit recently. But all through my life, I've followed sports. Love football. Right now it's April 2nd. I was teasing with someone. They said something about football, and I said, I wonder if football misses me as much as I miss it, But I've had friends that have had hobbies that just overwhelmed them, that everything about them was that interest. Their communication, how they dressed, where they went, their time, everything was about that hobby. And it felt that not only was it number one in their lives, it definitely got in the way of their walk.
Yeah, I mean, I distinctly remember when I was younger, there was a family that dad was super, super into fishing. And he would go fishing Sunday morning instead of going to church. And I would remember the excuse he gave was, well, I pray and I read my Bible while I'm on the boat. You know, it's just me and the Lord. That's my worship with the Lord. And it's like, that's just an excuse. The fish will be there tomorrow. You just like go on Sunday because you got Saturdays full of sports stuff. If your kid's going to soccer or whatever.
Should be.
And Sunday is like your off day. And so I think that is really, kind of, if you're not careful about a hobby or a interest or whatever, it can really grow to be a problem if it starts doing things like, well, I don't want to go to Wednesday night service this week, or I'm going to miss my Bible study because, well, I really want to go get nine holes in before work starts,
Sure.
or, I haven't been to the surfing in a while, or that's football game. I got to be home. Got to be home. It's starting right. I can't go to service. I gotta ditch out 20 minutes early because it's overriding kind of thing.
Right.
And, it starts off small most often. It's a very small thing of like, oh, well, I can leave a little early, or I can do this small thing. And the next thing you know, you're sitting on a boat trying to catch fish instead of listening to your pastor try to shepherd you, and you're pretending to read your Bible between catching whatever's in the water.
I imagine that pastors have a very clear view of this. I know when COVID, or I'm sorry, 9/11 happened, one of our pastors was talking about that next 6 months, 12 months, attendance was up like 30, 40%. And then after that, people started to cool off, maybe become less frightened or fall back in that routine. And attendance just started to drop back to what it was before. And, we always say, man, I'm just so super busy, so busy. And I'm guilty of it too, that football season, LSU's on a Saturday night. It's not like football game's like 40 minutes. It's like 3 hours, 3.5 hours. Saints are on football on Sunday, or there's like a doubleheader or a triple header, and then pretty soon you got like two three games on Monday. You got, well, on Sunday rather. You got one on Monday. Then you got Thursday night football. Then you got Saturday night football at college or whatever. And pretty soon you're like, you don't really know it when you're in it. You're like, good grief, I think I just spent 25 hours watching football this week. Mm-hmm. It's over a full day. And so I don't think we ever pause to weigh that against, well, how much time am I actually spending in God's Word, service, listening to a sermon at church, fellowshipping with other believers. And next thing you know, we've stacked football and golf and the Olympics and vinyl records and video gaming, whatever it is,
right,
on top of each other. And then you start adding, you know, doom scrolling on your phone. And you're like, oh, how's this week going? Oh, I'm just so busy. So busy. So really? Doing what? Well, not much of anything, just hobbies and interests, but boy, I'm just so busy.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to the level of, like, where is your priority on a weekly basis,
sure,
right? Like, you know, are you spending time in the Word? Are you meditating on it? But, you know, like, do you feel as bad about missing your Bible reading as you do about missing that football game?
Right.
I mean, that's a really easy heart check, right?
No, you're right.
And I think, you know, and this goes for anything, right? Like, we're talking about hobbies and, you know, sports and stuff. I mean, anything, whether it's,
sure,
like, you know, money, job, individual, right? Like, you're like, my kids, I only spend time with my kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all this stuff really impacts your priorities. And if you don't have them set up correctly, you know, everyone has, like, a busy season. Well, your busy season just became a busy decade, and you,
right,
look back and go, when's the last time I was at church? Or, man, my Bible's really dusty. Where is my Bible at? It's one of those things that sneaks up on you if you're not careful. And we live in an environment that's constantly trying to pitch us new hobbies, right?
Sure.
I mean, every TikTok video, new TV show, new fandom that pops up, it's like, oh, don't you want to invest in this thing? And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with those things. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is all, you know, temporary, right? This is all,
sure,
moths. This is rusting. You know, putting our treasures in heaven of, you know, are you investing in your walk with the Bible, reading, you know, fellowshipping with, you know, fellow believers, prayer? Because if you can more readily say what happened on Survivor last week, then where you are in your Bible reading, you need to take a step back.
People ran around on the beach and were hungry. They had just summed up the entire 50 seasons of Survivor for you. I don't think that I would say, we're not saying don't have interests and hobbies.
No, no.
That's important for you to be happy.
Yeah.
But everything in moderation. Right.
Sure.
And so except God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Christ alone plus all these things. It's Christ alone.
Right.
So I think it's good for us to just talk about these topics. I was interviewed recently with the Christian Business Directory, and she was asking a few questions about this and that. And she said, you know, what do you find that men are involved with most of all? And I said, well, you mean like Christian men? She's like, no, just men in general. You know, I'm like, well, I would not say, if you just said the average guy is known for investing in his walk with Christ or seeking God if he's not a believer. That person has a hobby or an interest, and they probably devote themselves to doing that. And so we all kind of stick our heads in the sand to some degree. And next thing you know, we're like, we are buying whatever, 135 NBA tickets following a team around the country.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to delve into this, you realize There are some people who are fanatical and they tailgate around the country following sports teams. I mean, we have a race track here and Lowe's Motor Speedway. In 2 weeks or more before the event, droves of RVs come in and they just there's whole parking areas and like whole economies for them to park there,
It's like a walking caravan. I feel
right
like the circus comes to town.
the circus come to town, right? And they spend here like, I don't know, 2 3 weeks and then off to the next stop to watch another race somewhere else.
Maybe they'll turn right this time.
Cheat sheet, no, they won't. So choose your hobbies and interests wisely. And maybe TJ, put God at the center of your interests and then sprinkle some hobbies around that instead of vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't, I mean, you don't have to like, well, I only read the Bible. I don't do anything else. I mean, there's plenty that, Lord created for us to enjoy, right? I
Sure.
mean, there's plenty you can do. It's just when those things bump the Lord in your life. And we talk about this a lot about when we get our phone reports on Sunday, we're sitting in church at like 9 o'clock. And it's like, well, that breakdown, how much of that is Discogs for vinyls, or is that NFL ticket for your phone, or is it YouTube? Like, how much of that time is spent on those apps versus the YouVersion app, or even just talking to other believers? And so, it sounds doom and gloom, but knowing that there's a priority is the first step, and understanding that you're not as busy as you think you are.
Yes, and this is an area that I probably fall into a little bit as well. I make time for my interests. I'm at church every Sunday. I read a Bible plan every morning. We go to small groups. We do that too. But if I was honest with myself, just say that was, I don't know, that equaled like, say, 6 hours a week. Maybe 6 to 8 hours a week tops. My interests, watching TV, scrolling, whatever, is a lot more than 6 hours.
Yeah, and I
So.
mean, we've convinced ourselves we're so busy. Like when I started meeting with the guys on Wednesday, we meet at 6:30 in the morning because a lot of the guys can't meet during the day or that weird hours kind of thing. And at first, I was like, "Oh, it's too early," and whatever kind of thing. But after having done it for a couple months now, I'm like, "Yep, now that's I just get up at that time to go over the chapter that we're reading kind of thing." So there's ways to do it.
Sure.
It's getting up early. It's going to bed earlier. It's being like, "Hey, I'm going to call this person and schedule time to meet with them for, fellowship or whatever." Because I can tell you right now, it's not going to happen accidentally. You're not going to fall backward and go, "Oh, now all of a sudden I'm really good with my time and I'm in my Bible and all this kind of stuff." You have to be intentional, like.
Well, you said this morning about the gym. You were there at what, 6:30? A bunch of people were there in the pool, badminton, whatever kind of thing. They found time to make for that, which is great. And they may do all the things they need to. But you can see that, as people, we probably can find time, whether it be before work, after work, at lunch. I mean, so yeah, there are options for us.
And it just takes, some self-discipline to make sure that you set aside time for the things that matter, and that, is being closer with God every day.
Well, if you visit our website at uncommon.org, you'll see that there's a ton of content always pointing you to Christ. If you do nothing else, you spend time in the Word. The second thing is spend time at church. And then everything else would be something that reading a Christian book, doing a Bible study, a men's group, dare I say it, uncommon.org. There's a ton of content for there. There's things to be consumed, and so these are just some of them. So if you get a chance, visit us at uncommon.org. And want to thank our sponsor this week of Wilson Technology Group. And if you're looking to be a sponsor to support us in some fashion, contact us at tj@uncommon.org, and we'll get you all set up. So, Joshua, hit them with it.
Gonna be something? Be uncommon.